This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. This year, Fred turned 30. I'm not talking about a person, though you might call it a good friend to economists and economics reporters. FRED stands for Federal Reserve Economic Data. It's housed at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. And with 800,000 data series from more than 100 different sources, it's become pretty essential to how we understand the economy and how it changes over time. Iveta Fortova is the manager of FRED and also known as its data champion.
We can take the data from multiple sources, put them all on our website so users can go and, you know, see what the latest unemployment rate looks like or what is inflation doing nowadays.
The unemployment rate was 4.6% in October, by the way, and the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, PCE, was up 5% from last year. Beyond the headline stuff, though, I asked Iveta about some of the more out-of-the-way data you might find on the site.
On the historical side, for example, we have a really neat data set from the National Bureau of Economic Research. And it's a data set with historical macroeconomics data. But really, you know, the term macroeconomics, it can be intimidating to people. But there are some really exciting series, such as shipments of kitchen sinks and lavatories to the United States in the times of the industrialization period. There was a peak around the 1920s when a lot of people in the U.S. were in need of toilets, and to a greater good, they also thought about a sink. So those two data series are highly correlated.
Okay, I'm totally looking that up. What do you wish you had more data on?
Oh, wow. How much wishes can I have?
Let's give you three wishes. We'll go with the classic.
I would probably like to see data looking into future, so projection data. And another type of data that I would be interested in is more regional data. In FRED, our smallest unit of region is county. But really going down to all the way to zip code or census tract, I think would be really neat. Probably last but not least, it would be interesting to also look into institutional level data. So it's just not like an aggregate of some sort, but it can be particular data on like sales in specific stores or information about that. So I'm more on a socioeconomic side of things.
So what do you know about your users besides the usual suspects, economists and researchers and journalists like me? Are regular folks turning to FRED or should they be for some of the economic decisions in their lives?
Yes, definitely. We welcome everybody. And I think that is also our everyday struggle is that our product is visited by so many users with so many sophistication levels that sometimes, you know, developing our products to the next level makes it somewhat of a challenge. We really welcome our users from educational sector, academia, particularly students. Sometimes they even email us to see if we will be able to answer homework for them. But we see our student users as kind of an investment into future, because once these users are out of college and, you know, they're looking into buying a house and getting a quote for a mortgage, for example, you know, they can go on FRED and see what is the average a mortgage rate, and then they can kind of assess, well, you know, how well are they doing compared to the typical mortgage rates. So we have a wealthy of data that I believe can make our users better in making better decisions in their lives.
Iveta Fortova is the data champion at FRED at the St. Louis Fed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
About that kitchen sink thing Iveta mentioned, I did look it up, and there were 157,800 kitchen sinks shipped to the U.S. in March 1924, and it was downhill until that particular data set ends in 1931.